Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour. On today's show, we will have an interview with Lindsay Cousteau Sullivan. Lindsay is the continuing education consultant at the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. She will be talking about the VT effect, the RAC, and a webinar coming up on August 27th. I will also have some community event announcements, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song called Please, 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 and it's by Sabrina Carpenter. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
For the Cube, and today we're very happy to welcome Lindsay Cousteau Sullivan to the Townships at 12. Now, she is the continuing education consultant at the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. So, welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you, Maureen. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Right now, we're running at NAD for the VT effect. Could you explain what the VT effect is?
Yes, absolutely. So in the Eastern Townships, out of the 10 most in-demand jobs, there 8 of them actually require a Diploma of Vocational Studies, so a DVS. And the VT effect is the result of a major team effort by the 9 vocational training centers in the Eastern Townships area to help raise awareness of the training programs offered in the region and the careers that can actually be obtained with a DVS. It's no surprise there is a shortage, a labor shortage right now, a little bit everywhere requiring people with vocational training and diplomas, and there are not enough people enrolling in vocational training. So that's kind of where the VT effect comes in and raising awareness. You know, we have more than 75 training programs in 9 vocational training centers and 1 service to business sector. So really the VT effect is getting the awareness out there of what's available to people in the vocational training world.
Okay, 75 vocational education programs. Would you like to tell us about a few of them that are available?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the ones that are the most popular right now, of course, we see the licensed practical nurse, so the LPN program, as well as the caregiver. But there are also lesser known ones like industrial mechanic, electromechanics, truck drivers, agricultural workers. There's a plethora of trades that are available and that have either a diploma or a skills training certificate. So that's what the VT Effect is trying to promote, is making people aware of the things that they can obtain a diploma and a certificate in.
Okay, it's almost a guaranteed job, some of these vocational education programs, when somebody finishes, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. And when you have a vocational training diploma, the chances of being placed afterwards are really high. Like you said, the trades are really in demand. And as I mentioned earlier, out of the 10 most in-demand jobs in the Eastern Township, 8 of them you need to have a DVS. So the chances of finding a job afterwards are very high.
Okay. Are some of these given in English or are they bilingual?
Yes, absolutely. So at the Eastern Townships, we are one of the English vocational training centers. Like I said, the VT Effect represents 9 vocational training centers, but of that, Eastern Township School Board is part of it, representing the English sector.
Okay, that's great. Now, could you explain what the RAC is?
Yes, absolutely. So the RAC process, so this stands for the Recognition of Acquired Competencies and Skills. It's a process that is available in vocational training to officially recognize your competencies where in line with a vocational training program of study. So for example, if you've been on the job market for the last 10 years working in a specific trade, but you never obtained an official certificate or a diploma, the RAC process really allows you to gain your diploma and to be able to have it officially recognized, the same as if you had followed the vocational training program while sitting in class. So the recognition of acquired competencies process is a really flexible and adaptive individual pathway that allows people to identify competencies that they have already mastered and identifying those that they still need to acquire. And the vocational training center then assists them with acquiring the knowledge that they may be missing and having it recognized at the end with an official diploma. So it's really based on the principle that individuals should not have to redo in a formal educational setting any learning that they may have already acquired in other contexts or other ways.
Okay, so I suppose it's different for everybody who's been in that category. They're working in a specific vocational education trade and they come back and they're missing some skills. I suppose it's different for everybody?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what's really wonderful about the RAC process, is it is individualized. So if, for example, if you have been a secretary for the last 10 years and you're really good at some of the more technical things, using the Microsoft Word, and you're really good at the customer service, but something like the payroll, you don't have as much experience in, well, the content specialist that you work with will identify the parts that you've already mastered and get straight to assessment for those. But for the competencies that you need a bit of help in, like payroll, for example, we give you the resources and tools that you need to be able to learn the part that you're missing without returning necessarily to class, and then earning a diploma at the end of the process.
Okay, now as far as opportunities this will create, I would imagine that pay would be higher when somebody gets their diploma, and more opportunities too.
Yes, absolutely. So first and foremost, the one thing that we see the most often with the RAC process is, the pride that people have in obtaining an official diploma. But for sure, it creates additional opportunities for the people that go through the RAC process. So, for example, it may be the opportunity to change employers or careers. It could be a chance to be recognized for the actual skills and competencies that you have, have your employer recognize those skills and competencies. It could potentially mean a more stable employment or better working conditions, for example. And really, it can allow somebody to have motivation to progress in their career and potentially even have a quicker advancement in their career, because at the end of the process, you may be more versatile you know, have more tools in your toolbox than when you started the RAC process.
Okay, definitely a great opportunity. And the confidence issue too, it must make such a difference in people's confidence.
Yes, absolutely. It's been really heartwarming working with people in the recognition of acquired competencies process, because some people, you know, it's the first diploma that they ever receive in their life. Sometimes we have people who come through the process who didn't finish high school, or, and so this is really the first diploma that they're receiving, and the pride and the joy that they feel, you know, of course it rubs off on us. So it's a really heartwarming experience. And even for people who have gone to college or gone to university but realized that the career was not for them, still at the end of that process, it's very valorizing for people.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Very rewarding. Let's talk about the webinar, and we can mention the date and some information about that.
Yes, absolutely. So the VT Effect, we are really proud to be hosting a webinar coming up on August 27th. So the VT Effect has been trying to promote, like I said, the different opportunities and vocational training in our area. And part of that is hosting these free webinars. So we're really excited about this. Like I said, it's going to be on August 27th from 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. And the goal of the webinar is really to provide the participants with an overview, of a bit more of an in-depth overview of the RAC process, and to really demystify what it is, because it's not a super well-known concept. And it gives them a chance to hear testimonials from people who have actually completed their diplomas through the RAC process. So hopefully we'll be able to reach people in all across the Eastern Townships who are Anglophone and who would like to have a bit more information about what this process is and how it can be, how it can maybe make a difference in their life. And to register for the webinar, you simply need to go to the vteffect.ca and scroll to the bottom of the page for the upcoming events, and there is a link to register.
Okay, so that's vteffects.ca, and at the bottom they can register. I think the testimonials are so important too. It makes people realize that there's other people that have gone through the program and have gotten a lot out of it and success too. That's so important.
Yes, absolutely. And during the webinar, I'll also be sharing a little bit about my own testimonial, because I obtained my CDS through the RAC process. So not only will it be me, but there will be other people as well. And like you said, sharing that relatable experience is really important to help people understand what the process is and how it can make a difference for them.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Lindsay?
If you have any questions, or if you're ever curious about any of the vocational training programs, the VT Effect website is really the place to go. It describes all of the 75 training programs that are available, and it shows you which of the 9 vocational training centers or service to business sectors offers the program, and you can have direct links to their websites to register. There's all kinds of information if you have questions about the admissions process or you need help to communicate with a guidance counselor. So if you're curious or looking to change careers, I really recommend, or even just enhance the career you're in, I really recommend going to the VT Effect website to check it out.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Lindsay Cousteau-Sullivan, Continuing Education Consultant at the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. Thanks very much, and all the best on the event.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye. That song was called Never Be Yours, and it's by the artist called Kelly Etches. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube, 88.9 FM.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
Ice Cream Social, the annual Moes River Strawberry Ice Cream Social, will be held on Sunday, July 7th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Moes River Church, parking in Ronnie Hazelton's yard. Bring your own lawn chairs. There will be music, dancing, raffles, great conversation, desserts, and of course, ice cream and strawberries. Townships Festival called Shazam Fest. It's on from July 11th to the 14th. Check out the website, www.shazamfest.com. Literacy in Action is having their annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, August 29th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. and the location is to be announced, and we'll keep you posted on that.
If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like your event announced, it's free. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to have an interview, if you're in the nonprofit group, please give me an email again, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com.
After the party and people all fade, that's when I miss you the most. Try to forget you but can't find the way. Guess that's just life, I suppose. But I miss you when you're gone, and I know that life moves on, but I can't just replace you with this much regret. Please don't forget about me.
Listening to the Townships at 12, I'm your host Maureen, and this is CJMQ 88.9 FM, better known as The Cube. And we just heard a song from Imagine Dragons, and the song is called Don't Forget Me. Next up, we have some health news. As much as we look forward to the warmer temperatures during the summer months, the season can also bring extreme weather events, including flooding, wildfires, and drought. If you're one of 4 million Canadians relying on a private well for drinking water, you should know that these events can lead to contamination. Contaminants, including chemicals and microorganisms, can seep into the well and mix with the water. These are often undetectable by taste, color, or smell,
but could put your health at risk. If you have a well, you should always keep a few days' worth of water stocked in case of an emergency. After an extreme weather event, be sure to have your well water tested. Contact your local public health authority to learn how. Do not drink your well water until you are told that it is safe to do so. Learn more about well water safety at canada.ca/waterhealth. And that's some health information from News Canada. I'd like to thank my guest today, Lindsay Cousteau-Sullivan, the continuing education consultant at Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, for telling us all about the VT Effect. Check out the website vteffect.ca for all your information. And we'll close the show today with a song called Two Wrongs. It's by Tommy Green Jr. Thanks very much for listening, everybody, and have a great afternoon.
I know it's late, but I saw you were online. I was overcome with thoughts of you, some of the things we like to do. We're only human, I'm your Adam, you're my Eve. I got an apple, have you any curiosity? Baby, buzz me in, don't leave me out here on the curb. I downloaded Cinderella and I brought your favorite herb. So let's light a fire and pick some cherries from the past. You know behind the tears we'll find a laugh. Time and time again we've learned two wrongs don't make a right. Open three or four or five might, five might, five might. So baby, turn off the light. You mulling it over. I see you biting your lip. The Falcon launch, watching those two rockets land on Earth could have been a disaster. We prayed together for their return.